Yeah. Healthy spine webbing. Good-looking face flaps. Sharp teeth. And you are all done, buddy. You know what? For a fish named Sarcastic Fringehead, you haven't given me much sass. All right, let's get you back in the water, bud. Wonderful, wonderful. Only a few more subjects left before I head home for the day. Okay. Let's see here. Sarcastic fringe head. 28 centimeters. A bit fatty, but fins in top shape. Body is a lighter pigment than usual specimens. Oh, I'm glad to be back here. But I wish I could stay for longer. I only have another week before I head back to the city. But it's been really nice to be back in this port town again. I've had my Halloweens here. Lovely holidays. My graduations. But I guess I can always come back when work is done. Yeah. That would be nice. Oh, what was that? Whatever the hell that was, get away from the boat! Huh. Guess there was nobody there. Maybe I was just overreacting. What's happening? Am I being kidnapped? By who? Or what? Help! Somebody! Anybody! Hello? Hello? Hey? Who are you? Where am I? Where are we? What are you? Not much of a talker, I presume. Wonderful cave you have here. Oh. Holy crap. You're a mermaid. Kind of. This is so amazing. And you're gorgeous too. Ugh. Lightly worn spines, sharp teeth, healthy hair, slightly bony. Ah, sorry. Hey, that tickles. Goodness, you. You're something else. Something otherworldly, actually. I gotta write this stuff down. Species name. Latin name. Science. Yada, yada, yada. Let me get my notebook out. Oh, man. My notebook is ruined. I'm gonna have to redo my notes from today and yesterday. So long to that sarcastic fringe head from earlier. I won't be able to find another specimen like that of that genus for a while. You! Oh my. Gosh, you
even have webbing between your digits. That's so amazing. To think an individual like yourself is so amazingly sculpted. To be such a perfect fusion between Homo sapien and Anguilliformis. Oh goodness. Do I taste good to you or something? I don't think we should go any further with something like this. It just seems a little... Wait. Not there. Not there! No! No teeth! Yes, you can use your fingers and your tongue. Oh, goodness. I suppose you can continue, but only if I may inspect you as well. Maybe this isn't so bad. We are learning about each other's bodies. I didn't expect to be doing this with a never-before-seen myth / legend of the ocean. But I can't wait to take your measurements and analyze your scales and spines and see where you may have come from. Oh, and your natural habitat. If it's not here, that is. And do you have any family? Oh, maybe I'm asking too many questions too fast. Okay, question one. Do you or do you not have any family? Wait, stop! I'm not ready! But your pair of vagina is so cool! Temperature-wise, I mean. Question two. Do you often mate with members of my species? Come to think of it, it must be mating season. That must be why you're so eager to begin this sort of ritual. You don't look like a garden eel, but usually the female sprays their eggs in the water, and then the male swims out, ejaculate, into the water. So maybe you're more like the ribbon eel? Your colors aren't exactly identical. Maybe you aren't even a moral eel. Or perhaps a species that is yet to be discovered. Huh. Oh, and your ears have... they have fins. Like a strange blend of the two. And you have whiskers. Oh, so fascinating. And healthy, too. And you have gills on your neck. Remarkable. To think you have a fusion between air-breathing capabilities and water-breathing capabilities. That's for almost biting my cock. And for springing this sex onto me. I wasn't prepared for this kind of thing, but I gotta say, it's not so bad. I just can't believe I'm making love to a mermaid. Question three. Can I come inside? Would it be alright if I were to come inside your heavenly fuckhole? Can you please let me come inside of you? Until I can't think? Please, I've always dreamed of coming inside of a woman like you. Every time I thrust, oh, it's like I feel my soul is being pulled out of my body. And every time you squeeze me harder, I feel like I'm gonna burst like a volcano. Fuck. Please, please. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I need to. For you. For me. And. Oh, for science. Bear my children. Please. Get me addicted to you. Oh, the way you feel. The way you sound. The way you squeeze. Tighter and tighter, like I'm your plaything. I can't take it. I'm gonna come. Oh, come with me. Please, please, please. Oh, gosh. You are amazing. A mermaid. Wowzers. You're just so damn cool. I had an amazing time. I hope I made you feel as good as you made me feel. Which was awesome. It felt awesome. Well, a better word would be sublime. Oh, similar to yourself. And how you look. I'm saying you're pretty. Very pretty. But not in a weird way. Just in a normal but attractive way. You know? You're just very cool. And pretty. And stellar? I'm glad you, took me from my boat and kidnapped me? It's a funny way of meeting, but... But wow, was it amazing. And... I've always wanted to, cuddle like this. After sex. Oh. What is this? A gift? For me? Oh, wow. It's such a beautiful one, too. A shell? A necklace? Oh, my. Such intricate carvings. It's worn and scratched, too. Showing age and fond memories. And a spiral that... glows. It's glowing. It glows when it touches the water. Oh, This is marvelous. Supreme. Smashing. Capital. What? I could just go on and on. Oh. Sorry. I just thought that would be fitting for just what just happened. Thank you again for this wonderful opportunity to meet you. And for the sex. And the gift. Oh, and just all the wonderful memories. But would you look at the time? I really must be... Well... Oh. My watch is soaked. Oh, goodness. How long have I been down here? I needed to call my boss at 6. What time is it even? My watch isn't even working. The time hasn't changed, so... It must be broken. My phone and my watch are absolutely useless right now. Whoa. What are you... Wait. I can talk? Underwater. And I can breathe underwater too? Oh. This gift is amazing. This just might be the greatest day of my life. Oh. You need to warn me next time. Yeah. When you're getting close back to the boat. Please. I'm sorry. But I do need to go home. Maybe I'll see you around? Yeah. You take care. Okay? Crap. I feel endothermic. I hope I don't catch hypothermia out here or something. Well, today was amazing. I got a gift from a mermaid. Eel? Individual person thing? I also had sex. I had sex! I'm not a virgin anymore! And I got to learn about what I could about the anthropology of merfolk. Slightly. A little. I guess not a lot. Would it still be anthropology if it was about merfolk? That is, if she is merfolk. Probably not. I just hope I don't get fired. Ugh.